This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, joined in studio by Ava Hill. She is Miss International 2019. Welcome to our studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's talk about Miss International. What kind of a pageant is this? Where does it take place? Who competes? And what do you do?
Yes, so Miss International is truly an extraordinary organization. I'm so honored to represent them. I'm, fun fact, the first Miss North Dakota to ever win this title. So
congratulations.
Thank you. Such an honor. But this is an organization that goes beyond beauty, and it focuses on community service and what our platforms are. And like my platform is the Peyton Heart Project, Hearts for Hope. I'm a suicide attempt survivor. The Peyton Heart Project is a global suicide prevention and anti-bullying organization. And now as Miss International, I have the opportunity to travel all around the globe presenting my platform and raising awareness.
Well, let's talk about the Peyton Heart Project and your personal experience. Tell us what we need to know.
In the fall of 2015, I woke up on a park bench after attempting to take my own life, and I really knew I had been given a second chance, and I didn't want to waste that second chance. So I wanted to do everything I could to raise awareness for an epidemic that really affects millions of people worldwide. I mean, there are so many people. Everyone I come across knows someone who's tried to take their own life or who has taken their own life. So I partnered with the Peyton Heart Project, which is a global suicide prevention organization. And what we do is we create handcrafted hearts with positive quotes, resources for the project, and also a referral to the National Crisis Lifeline. And what we do is we scatter these hearts in public places locally, nationally, and worldwide. So it's for people who need help or need hope and maybe are afraid to reach out. And this is just a way to show people who are struggling that there are strangers out there who care and people who need them here in this world.
So in 2015, you were dealing with depression?
I was, yes. I was 18 years old, and, you know, 18 is hard. Those late teens are hard. You know, you have that question when you're leaving high school, what are you doing with the rest of your life? You have all these life changes that you're not quite prepared for, and that's where I was at. I was really lost. I was struggling with an underlying mental health condition. I was dealing with a stalking and harassment situation. All of these things really created a domino effect and led to me wanting to attempt to take my own life.
And you saw treatment, I take it?
I did. I went to speak to someone as well as seeking help through American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which is also an organization that I'm proud to be a partner with.
Well, let's talk a bit about what Ava Hill does now, besides representing Miss International.
Yes. So I am currently on my school tour. I have Hearts for Hope presentations that I present to grades pre-K and then 65 plus. So I have the opportunity to talk to all ages, which is fantastic. I'm actually leaving on Saturday for my international tour. I'll be in Managua, Nicaragua.
Wow.
I'll be down there for a week for a mission trip. I get to make hearts with all the children in the community. We're bringing food and necessary items to members of the community in the church. It's really going to be a remarkable trip. So right now I'm just going around presenting my platform, representing Miss International through American Heart Association, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Peyton Heart Project.
And when is the next Miss International pageant?
Yes. So I crown the next Miss International 2020 in July. So I just received this title back in July. So I have some time left. Yes.
And how much of your time is spent doing Miss International stuff and how much doing other things?
So I have an insanely busy schedule. I work a full-time job at a law firm as an assistant, and when I'm not doing that, I'm at appearances. So about 100% of my time is spent doing something. I make hearts every single night. So I've made around 15,000 Peyton Heart Project hearts. I've been able to scatter them in 25 states and 3 countries now. So I am a very busy person, but I love being busy. I love spreading the word.
Now, depression can be cyclical. It can come back.
Yes.
Do you have any concerns about that?
I actually have a tattoo here that's really a representation of that. It's a light bulb and, you know, yes, all my bright ideas, I know. But it's really a representation of that. I don't ever want to present the idea that I'm cured of my mental health condition, that I don't have my own problems. Sometimes my light is dim. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard to get out of bed and put a smile on my face and high heels because sometimes I just don't want to do that. But my job as Miss International, my job and my purpose just as Ava Hill is to bring that light to others. It took me a long time to find that light through my passion and my purpose of being a representative for suicide prevention and being an ambassador. But that's not my job. And that's what brings me my light, is helping others find their path, find their purpose, and find their hope.
And these issues, bullying, depression, these are things that sometimes are buried.
Yes.
And because they're buried, they become more difficult to deal with, and mm-hmm. people don't know about them. So you're talking very openly, one-on-one with people about an issue that's very important to lots of people.
Yes. Yes, it's so important to open the discussion about it, but not only that, being safe about the topic. I've had to go through a lot of training, a lot of seminars in order to present this topic, especially in high schools. You never want to say anything that could possibly offend someone. I know it's common in the media, or especially right now in the media, to say commit suicide, which doesn't seem harmful, but in effect, we're trying to change that. We're trying to change it because it's criminalizing to say commit. So we're changing it to died by suicide, has taken their life. It's things like that, these small little changes that can really help individuals who are going through the process, like suicide attempt survivor, or someone who's lost someone, really find healing and find comfort in the recovery. Just changing these little things make a huge difference.
I want to talk a bit more about the things that you do, but I am intrigued about waking up on a park bench. What did you do after you woke up on that park bench?
I went to class. Mm-hmm. It was early in the morning.
You tried to be normal?
I did. Yes. You know, I think looking back, it truly was a coping mechanism. I woke up. I went and got my regular cup of coffee, which someone bought for me that day. Someone bought me my coffee that day and I went to class. And I actually kept my attempt a secret for around 2 years until I was able to really talk to my family, talk to my friends, and really accept it for myself. Because ultimately, I knew my family would love me no matter what. I knew my friends would support me no matter what. But it was more of letting down myself. I didn't want to admit that.
It's important, I think, to share with our listeners why you think you had to hold it in for 2 years.
Well, it's like I said, it's that mindset of people believing that you're selfish, of people believing that...
Drawing attention to yourself?
That too. People not believing your story. And for anyone who is struggling or who's struggling with talking about it, there is so much freedom. There is such a weight that was lifted off my shoulders. And not only forgiving myself, but others who were involved, there's such a freedom in being able to openly discuss it. And not for the sake of yourself, but for the sake of others who really need that support and really need that openness for themselves.
And bullying is so prevalent and so easy these days with social media. Mm-hmm. It's an awareness that needs to be.
It is, yes. I was bullied as a child. I struggled with childhood obesity. I mean, me and Little Debbie snack cakes were BFFs. They're delicious.
Yes, they are.
But, you know, as a little kid, you kind of get over it. You learn how to cope. You learn how to deal with it. And again, I had so many good friends and family to support me along that journey. But as I got older, social media became an aspect. I was dealing with a serious stalking and harassment situation. But to be honest, especially as an ambassador for the Paint Heart Project, something that we try to present to the public is that bullying is not a direct cause of suicide. There are so many factors, and absolutely bullying is a contributing factor, but it's not the lead factor because we do not want to place blame on other people.
Well, tell us about the Kindred Dance Team.
Yes, I am a coach for the Kindred Vikettes Dance Team, a very proud coach. I was on the team for 5 years. I started in seventh grade, and now I'm an assistant coach for the seven-time winning state dance team. It's incredible.
Right.
But they're great. The girls that I've known on that team, I've been teaching since they were 4 years old, so it's been remarkable watching them not just grow up as amazing dancers, but turn into pretty incredible women, too.
What are your career aspirations? What do you want to do after Miss International is done?
I'm going to go back to school. I'm planning on becoming a teacher. I want to be an English teacher, so I'll be going into secondary education.
Well, congratulations
to you.
And I hope your coming year is great. Pleasure to have you in our studio
today. Thank you for having me.
Ava Hill is Miss International.